Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Walter Jacobson, you know, if this story requires some perspective, nobody's better in Chicago than Walter Jacobson to comment on it. And he's sitting right here. Hi, Walter Jacobson. How are you?
Hello, King John. Nice of you to say that, but I have to say I join the chorus and you today on this one. I think that that Smollett's a fool. His lawyer was very smart. His lawyer says that he was not guilty because, by law, he has not been convicted by a or called guilty by a jury. And grand juries who came up with the 16 charges against him are not in positions to make judgments on guilt or innocence.
You know what they said on national TV? They're saying it everywhere today is, boy, is that a kick in the face? Is that a kick in the teeth to grand juries? You know, you volunteer your time, you hear the evidence, and, you know, Jussie's attorney was on yesterday saying, well, they only hear one side. I know they only hear one side. That's how grand juries work. So the state makes its case. Do we have sufficient evidence to prosecute the case? And the grand jury said yes. And so, then they said, yeah, well, sorry, never mind.
So who is the bad guy or bad gal in this case? And that's got to be Kim Fox, you know, the secretary, the attorney.
State's attorney in
Cook County, who has no reason that makes any sense for coming down with this idea.
Okay, so I was in the elevator today with an attorney who just looked at me and said, well, and I said, I don't know. And then I said, I thought the reason that Kim Fox's office decided not to prosecute the case, they're now saying it's because they've got more important things to do.
Right.
Seriously, I think this is actually, even though nobody was really injured here, I think this is pretty worth their time, right? And my guess was that they just didn't have sufficient evidence to win the case. We can all agree that he staged this thing, but if you can't prove that, and that's an interesting burden when you think about the lack of evidence to prove it. They don't even have video. Well, then how do you prove that? So maybe that was it. But this person said, nah, I think there's something else here, something embarrassing or some other layer. He said, if you're a conspiracy theorist, have fun with this because something else is going on.
Somebody had to come up with something to cause Kim Fox to decide that it should be dropped.
Or her assistant, yeah.
I don't think he did it without letting her know he was going to do it.
Well, I don't know.
She's recused, but she's really involved in making serious decisions on cases like this. And she must have said something to Smollett and his lawyer, indicating that he could get away with this without having to pay them fine.
Okay. Lucky for Kim Fox that the next election isn't today. Lucky for Kim Fox that April 2nd, when we're going to choose a mayor, that we're not picking a state's attorney.
And lucky for Lori Lightfoot, lucky for Preckwinkle that the election is not today, because Tony Preckwinkle has stood by the decision to drop these charges.
Yeah, what about that,
Just
Walter?
No, I mean, I can't imagine what was said, but something had to have been said, John, between the state's attorney and Tony Preckwinkle's campaign. How Tony Preckwinkle must have been told that this was going to happen and then stand up for Kim Fox. Kim Fox wants Preckwinkle to stand up for her.
Right. Well, the two of them are two peas in the same pod.
That's right.
And so I understand the allegiance that they have to one another. But how hard would it be for Preckwinkle to stand there in the debate last night? There's another one tonight at 6 and say, this is embarrassing, it's angering, and it's wrong. I don't know what that does to Kim Fox. What does Preckwinkle care? If Preckwinkle wants to be mayor, she's got to own this issue and say, nothing like that would happen on my watch.
She's going to try to back off it a little bit tonight. There's no doubt about that. She's in a lot of trouble anyway. She keeps getting herself in trouble by saying things. You know, standing behind Congressman Bobby Rush, who says that any person who votes for Lori Lightfoot will have the blood on his or her hands of the next African-American who is killed by police, and Toni Preckwinkle, because she's connected. That's her problem. She's connected to the machines that she's trying to find a distance to.
Preckwinkle didn't say that. Bobby Rush did in support of her.
That's right.
That was his way of slamming Lori Lightfoot, who has a lot of association with the police department.
Right.
So they're trying to sort of leverage themselves into that and come up on the high side.
But you got to get around the connections between yourself and the Democratic or any political machine. You've got to be able to, especially in this day and age, stand up for what you believe. And for Preckwinkle to believe that any African American will have blood on his, or any African American will have blood on his or her hands. You know, she didn't say, you're right, John, she didn't say that she believes that, but she stands behind Bobby Rush.
And when asked, and she didn't distance herself from it. I mean, three times in the previous debate, right after that happened, they asked her about it, and she said, Bobby Rush's words and thoughts are his own.
Right. That's what they all say when they're in trouble.
Well, here's what I would have said. I would have said, those may be his own thoughts and words, but those are not mine.
Right.
The blood of the next black victim in this country is not on Lori Lightfoot.
Right.
Vote for me. Don't vote for her because of that. Remember when John McCain said to the woman at a debate one time,
right,
Barack Obama's not a Muslim.
Right.
He's a good man. We just feel differently.
Right.
That was an opportunity for her to give that version of that speech.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And why she didn't suggest that perhaps she's just not as smart as we thought she said. You've got to be able to think on your feet when you're in a position like that. You've got to understand. And she's run twice for the county board presidency. She's in a very ticklish, difficult position.
And I thought she was politically nimble or powerful, and I think she's smart. I don't understand this about Preckwinkle.
Well, she's obviously not nimble. She's obviously, in this case, not very smart, because this is going to cost her, and Lori Lightfoot is not going to stop repeating it, and we're not going to stop repeating it on the radio and on television, because that's the news.
Yeah.
And Preckwinkle is really in trouble.
Well, do you think it's helping her?
Helping Preckwinkle?
Yeah. No. Right? The answer is no.
I mean, of course.
But you said, and it sounds like, though, Preckwinkle's going to hitch herself to this wagon. She's going to say, no, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ride this thing. Lori Lightfoot, blood on the hands. That's going to work for me. I don't think that's going to work for her.
I don't either. I didn't mean to suggest that it would
work. You did not. I'm asking you if you think it's going to help her, and the answer is...
Help her to back off it. No.
A couple questions from our listeners. Let's talk to Joe. You're on WGN Radio. Hey, Joe, what can we do for you? Thanks for calling
in. A pleasure, John and Jake. Wow. Special. Hey, it just concerns me. It almost was like done in under the cover of night. The whole thing of not informing the police.
You're talking about Smollett. Yeah, go ahead.
Smollett.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole idea that he wasn't in prison, didn't even need to be no emergency. You know, the guy was free. Tell everybody you're going to do it. And then at the end of it, go in front of the microphones like his people did. Smollett and his lawyers set the narrative. Nobody came down from the state's attorney's office to say, this is why we did it. They have to chase those people down to explain why they did what they did.
Yeah.
And that whole thing, just, you know, him talking about how he was innocent and his mother would never let him. I mean, that kind of stuff sets the tone for this thing. Now that they're saying, oh, this was the $10,000 was a punishment, and that he did 2 days at Operation Push. Nonsense. Total nonsense. Whatever the deal was, whoever Tim Fox is close to, and whatever deal was cut, is the most shameful thing I have ever seen. And Walter, you've been around. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. You know, it was like something you couldn't even imagine Old Man Daly doing.
Well, Walter, what's your comment on all of that?
I like to tell both sides of every story if I possibly can. That's why I'm not as forceful on it as John and other people are. You know, there might be a way, although I don't know if they would follow through on this, there might be a way to take back this plan or progress in some sense that will give them a chance to go after Smollett again.
Or better explain their thinking.
Well,
they issued a one-sentence statement.
That's the worst part of it, John, as far as I'm concerned. Why they allowed it to be kept secret. Why they've not been told to give the reasons why. And that's, it's a little bit like the case of Mueller and Trump and the decision by Mueller the other day, when they're not letting us read the report. Now here they're not letting us see the reasoning behind this. I guess it's because that they're just too foolish. They'll look too foolish.
Or afraid, yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. Remember, Joe, thanks for the call. Interesting points. You know, so Smollett's team was saying, okay, fine, let's go to court and let's put it on TV and let's show the whole world how much evidence you don't have against Smollett. So they were sort of calling their bluff, saying, you want to go to trial? Let's go on TV and let's let everybody see. And then a short time later, they say, okay, last minute, we're backing off. We don't want to prosecute it at all. It keeps coming back to me, Walter, that they felt they couldn't win the case, despite all of this, right? A dozen cops, 50 videotapes, 3 weeks of intense scrutiny, and then they can't win the case, and they didn't want that on TV. Well, so they back off.
You know what, Darren? I think that's very insightful. We're all thinking about the characters personally. We're not thinking about the legal aspects. Maybe they could not have. But although the evidence seems to us
That
complete.
Smart guy in the attorney to me, the attorney in the elevator to me said, "Yeah, oh, they've got the evidence. There's something else afoot here, but we don't know." And isn't that the hell of it? Too bad for the for Kim Fox's office, because people are now assuming that there's some fix in here.
That's right.
And their explanation isn't good enough. So that's where people's minds go. They have no place else to go.
I think Kim Fox would do the right thing by standing up and saying, "We did not have enough. There has to be a difference between conviction beyond a reasonable doubt and a suspicion of guilt."
Walter Jacobson, the legendary newsman's commentaries are heard on Steve Cochran's show. Are you talking on Steve's show tomorrow, Walter?
Yes, sir.
What time does that run, do you know? Have any idea?
About 9 o'clock. I'm sure we'll be saying some of this, too.
Yeah, no kidding.
In fact, do you think this is going to be? I do. It's going to be in the news for quite a while.
I'm going to guess so. I'll tell you what, it should not be so hard to get a hold of everybody at the state's attorney's office to come on every radio show and do every TV interview. And I know they've done a few, but they've not done enough. The state's attorney's office is telling us that they'll try and come on this show tomorrow. I don't know what they're doing for lunch, but they're going to try and come on this show tomorrow. And the brother's attorney is going to join us at 2:35. Walter, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for asking, always.